Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health, celebrating 100 years of faith and healing for Eastern New Mexico and West Texas. Covenant Health's mission continues to be ministry through healing by caring for the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Now here's your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it is my special pleasure this Sunday afternoon to welcome three good friends to our program. Sue Morrow from the Lubbock Interfaith Association, my dear friend and colleague from the Health Sciences Center, Medical School, Dr. Abdul Hamoud from Microbiology, and then now retired Pastor Davis Price. Basically, I'd like to focus, first of all, Sue, on interfaith activities through the association here in the Lubbock area. How do you see it right now?
Well, Tom, our experience has been that since we started in 2005, it has grown. And now I would say it's almost growing exponentially. It's a delight and a wonder and an affirmation to see.
And the special intent of the Lubbock Interfaith Association is not just to talk about, but to be involved in. Is that accurate?
From the beginning, we have had what we've called an experiential look at interfaith. That is, we go to experience sitting in another's place of worship, talking together, attending one another's worship services, having guest speakers to talk to us. At this point in our development, we annually have an interfaith forum for the community that features 9 different religious traditions perspectives, and we biennially hold the regional interfaith conference.
Sue, let me compliment you on behalf of a very grateful community for your initiative in putting this together, and to a great degree, you are the living force behind it, and I thank you.
Thank you, Tom, but that's not exactly accurate. There are many of us who work together to make this happen.
It's a little extension of my Irish romantic nature, so forgive me. Abdul, from your perspective, tell us first of all who you represent and then tell us a little about your experience.
I'm representing the Islamic Center of South Plains. It has been really, like Sue said, a wonderful experience to participate and to pull our community into the interfaith groups in Lubbock. We have many events where we got the people from different interfaith groups coming and either witnessing the celebrations or things that we have in our mosque or in our center, or supporting us in different times.
Abdul, as you remember the special support, there were times when there was a lot of heartache you had to experience because of violence and disrespect shown to your place of worship and to your beloved religion. So the support that you received in those times,
that was overwhelming. I mean, really, it was a wonderful feeling, and the community was very much appreciative for the whole people, for interfaith groups from different religions, that especially last time, everybody came in and everybody provided support for us.
And of course, that is so healing and so wonderful. Sue, as we come back to the upcoming interfaith dialogue we will have in Lubbock on the 21st of this month, tell us a little about what the themes or the topics might be for this.
Well, we have a variety, as always, because we like to appeal to people's different interests and needs in terms of interfaith communication and understanding. We begin, of course, as many conferences do, with an opening keynote address, and I believe Davis will talk about that in just a moment. We have interest sessions on things such as what is Wicca in West Texas, one that is certainly in the national, if not international, news these days, the issue of privilege. What does privilege bring you? One way to look at it is that it brings us sometimes big, bad, blind spots. We'll be talking about beings of other realms. Some are myth and some are reality, and we'll be looking at that from the perspective of the Abrahamic faith traditions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
My goodness, what a broad spectrum. Abdul, as you looked at this particular perspective, which of them particularly appeals to you, piques your interest, shall we say?
The one that Sue just talked about.
Which one is that?
The one that the beings. It was intriguing for me because there's a myth and there's a reality.
In all religions.
In all religions. And we had this reality of certain creatures that we call them jinns in Islam. And
call them what?
Jinns.
How do you spell that?
J-I-N-N.
Okay.
But it has been evolved later on to the stories of Aladdin, of the magic lamp, and the genies. But that became a myth. But the reality is there in the Quran.
How interesting. Because as a child in the early movies, 70-plus years ago, Aladdin and the magic lamp, and then the flying carpet, they have their origins in Islam, in the belief system.
But it's originally, it's a belief, a real being and acknowledged by the religious scholars or even in the Quran itself. These, like the Quran, say these are beings different from us and they were for different purpose, but their existence is already acknowledged. It's from that reality that building on this became a big myth.
See, does this pique your interest? You know, I know you're a reader, but the imaginative side of religion.
What I'm interested in is how people coming to the conference see it and their response to it. For example, we grew up within a Christian tradition talking about vampires. And where did that come from? And so this will be one of the parts of the session that Abdullah is referring to, is which is myth and which is reality.
Just introduce again, Sue, to when the conference is taking place. We'll come back to this again, but remind us when it's going to be.
The conference will be on Saturday, April the 21st. Registration begins at 9, and we're holding the conference in the Clarion Inn Grand Park Hotel and Conference Center, which is just off South Loop 289.
Between
Pyramid Plaza and University Avenue.
How would people register?
At this point, people can certainly contact Lubbock Interfaith Association at LUBBOCKIA or LubbockIA@att.net. They can also come to the conference and register on site.
Part of the conference has always been a prayer session.
You're correct, Tom. We usually close our conference with what we call a unity celebration, which is representatives, again, from 9 different religious traditions and perspectives and faiths. Each person speaks to the topic of fear and trust from their perspective. The people who participate in this and the people who are privileged to witness this repeatedly come to me saying, that was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. I still have chills when I think about it. To see people from all the different traditions, religions, perspectives, faiths, etc., coming together, first of all, as friends, with respect and acceptance and indeed appreciation for one another, and to talk about the same topic, listening carefully to what each person says and at the same time speaking from their own tradition.
And in response, Abdul, what would you say to the topic of fear and trust?
When we were preparing for this topic, we really didn't know where we're going to go with it because like a different religion approached it. But then it developed into a very beautiful concept that when you listen to every religion address it from their point of view, enriching really. And the end, they are all converging into one thing.
Sue?
It all comes together. And when you put it all together, to me, it looks like a beautiful crystal.
Thank you, Sue and Abdul. And we'll take a short break. And with Davis Price, we'll continue this wonderful conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health. Since 1918, Covenant has brought together world-class physicians, nurses, and professionals whose sacred mission is compassionate care for every patient. And as Lubbock's most awarded hospital for high-quality patient care, you know you're in caring hands. For more information and to see our 100 years of medical milestones, visit covenant100.org.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm Tom McGovern, your host. This Sunday afternoon, we are preparing for an upcoming conference sponsored by the Lubbock Interfaith Association, which will take place this coming Saturday, April the 21st. And again, it's a joy to have you here, Davis, with us. Davis, thoughts on fear and trust as a prayer at the end of a conference?
We had an interfaith forum in February where we talked about fear. And we asked each of the traditions represented to say something about fear and how it's approached. What struck me at the end of that time was how each tradition in its own way did something about transforming fear into something that could be called trust, or the capacity to work with others and the capacity not to have fear of the other. That takes a good bit of religious maturity to be able to sit, talk about it, and see those things. But this matter of transforming the fear with which we are innately born into something that brings us into a higher way of living and cooperating is a very important piece.
It's so apropos in this post-Easter season in the Christian traditions because it's full of fear. The disciples are hiding away. The Messiah, the Christ, is dead. He's gone. Some intimation that he's risen, but who would believe that? And then they're gathered in the room. What happened in the room when they were gathered in fear?
Oh, absolutely. Then the presence of the risen Lord is there with them. It comes into their fear. And it is, again, I think, a story of transforming fear so that there can be some hope for the future, so that people can go on with their lives, and so that things can be better. Because if we live in our fear, obviously we close in on ourselves. Life is not full and joyous. It is rather something like a drudgery.
Abdul was remembering with Sue and I and Chuck and now with you, the wonderful expression of support that the community brought to the mosque in their times of fear and when our community was anything but kind, quite the very opposite to our Muslim brothers and sisters.
I remember that well, and we filled the mosque with people from across the city in order to be able to say to them, out of someone else's uninformed fear, you have now suffered a loss and have been made afraid. We want to be sure that you understand this community will transform that fear into loving presence. You are part of us. You belong to us. You are a vital part of this community. And that was a very helpful and hopeful sign when we were able to make that witness.
Davis, tell our listeners a little about the keynote speaker, if you will, for the conference.
Well, the Reverend Dirk Fika will be coming here from Chicago. Dirk worked for more than 25 years now in the interreligious community. He served from 1992 until 2012 in various capacities. And in fact, for 15 of those years, he was the executive director of the Council for Parliament of the World Religions.
So he brings this rich experience of world religions at work in a very troubled world.
He does indeed. And in fact, I was thinking just recently, we have labored in this local vineyard, working with anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 different traditions, religious traditions. He will be speaking from a worldwide vineyard because we're talking of over 55 or 60 very established world religions. So it will be a refreshing voice to hear someone bring this big perspective in. He's been basically an interfaith activist for a very long time. He has served as a Presbyterian pastor before he began this work. What I particularly like about the Council for Parliament of World Religions is that it speaks of interreligious harmony, not unity.
Tell us a little about the difference between unity and harmony.
Well, clearly, unity means we're all the same, and clearly we are not. Every religion brings its own distinctiveness, its own perspective, which rounds out the human family. Harmony means that we have a way of working together, bringing the best of each tradition to bear on the human family and its needs and concerns and problems. That's why I think what Dirk will have to say to us will be very helpful, because he'll be speaking from this perspective of the Parliament of the World's Religions, having to do with interreligious harmony. That's really their vision, about how it is these world religions want to cultivate harmony and to bring the spiritual communities together and foster their engagement in the world. I remember seeing a bit of one of Mr. Fika's addresses to an interfaith gathering in Albuquerque. It was called An Antidote to Extremism. That's certainly the kind of harmony, interreligious harmony, that we need in this world. We have extremism enough without religions contributing to it.
Does he have a topic yet?
Not one that we know of. We know that he has several in his hip pocket, and our understanding is that when he arrives, he will ask us what is the one that is best for this situation.
If you can prompt him in a particular direction for this particular conference, what would a Davis Price prompt look like to our speaker?
I think I would like to ask Dirk to speak to us about the grassroots work that we do and how important it is. He will see that from a global perspective, but I think it's also clear that it has to take place at grassroots.
Like all politics is local, all religion is local too, perhaps.
It is indeed.
What hope do you have, Davis, as an outcome from this Lubbock Interfaith Conference coming up this coming week?
In particular, this is the third regional interfaith conference. We realize that there are folks who will be here from Amarillo to San Angelo and Abilene, Midland, and Odessa, because we feel like that while we do some of this work in Lubbock, they are more far-flung places than we are. We need to be able to support one another in this interreligious harmony and helping build this across West Texas. So we have made it a point for, this is now the third time over 6 years, to invite folks from across the region in order to help the whole of West Texas. So my hope is that we will support the grassroots work in a number of those other places.
In a spirit of harmony, not necessarily unity.
Absolutely.
I love the distinction and I love the reality of it. Davis, we will now take a short break. We'll continue this wonderful conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health. Since 1918, Covenant has brought together world-class physicians, nurses, and professionals whose sacred mission is compassionate care for every patient. And as Lubbock's most awarded hospital for high-quality patient care, you know you're in caring hands. For more information and to see our 100 years of medical milestones, visit covenant100.org. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm Tom McGovern, your host. And this Sunday afternoon, it's my special delight to have a panel of my friends from the community who are planning the Lubbock Interfaith Association Conference this coming Saturday, April the 21st. So as you look to this conference, what are some of the hopes you have?
Tom, I think the one thing that I always witness when I'm in an interfaith group is that when we come together with what I often term reverence and respect, which is reverence for the other person as a fellow human being, and then respect for one another's religions, traditions, and beliefs. What I see each time we come together is that we sort of rediscover or reaffirm the shared directives we have. And among all of the religions in the world, we do share some directives about respect for life, about tolerance, about inclusive justice. And I see those coming to light again and again when people are together.
Reborn in these conferences year after year.
Reborn in the conferences. And, of course, we have a commonality in the golden rule. We all share the same golden rule.
And, Abdul, from your perspective, as you look to this upcoming conversation, what are your some hopes and dreams for this conversation?
My hopes, really, is to get people familiarize ourselves with different faiths. I mean, sometimes the people are within their own faith, they don't know much about other people, even though they live together in this city. And this really just what I call them a barrier, just to remove these barriers. At the final analysis that, yeah, we may have some differences, but there are so many common things among ourselves. Like Sue said, we have tolerance, respect, and love to each other. And all religions are calling for that. And this is the most important thing. And this is the time which is we are in desperate need for these things, exactly. To know each other, to love each other, to understand each other.
Davis, I'd like you to revisit the whole notion we talked in the second segment about unity and harmony and the differences between unity and harmony. What are some of your hopes in terms of harmony coming from this conference?
I recall a forum that we did a few years ago where each tradition spoke to ultimate reality. We use that term as a way of being able to speak to each other without using terms that put another religion off. And what I always hope in these kinds of conferences is that we see how it is that the ultimate reality manifests itself in such a variety of ways that it is like a beautiful rainbow, a way of people coming together and seeing that expression, or I guess we could use the old parable about the blind men and the elephant. We each see that ultimate reality and experience it in a variety of ways, but put together, it creates a very harmonious picture. I hope that we can see that ultimate reality manifested in many ways once again in this conference.
And Abdul, from your beautiful prayer tradition, is there a prayer that expresses that need or that desire for harmony and for peace?
Yeah, I mean, in Islam, there are in the Quran, which is our scriptures, and there are so many verses. So
can you quote from the Quran in the original language and then translate the prayer for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha li ta'arafu inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. O people, we have created you from man and woman so that you know each other, and the best noble among you are the most pious and knowing God.
So the knowledge of God makes you noble and godly.
Regardless, you are different color, different races, different ethnic groups. We are all a human being, and we are all created by Him.
And Sue, back to you again. How do you see harmony from your perspective in terms between various religions as they come to know each other in a more intimate and special way?
Often I am asked the question, what exactly is interfaith? I mean, do you just bring everybody together and sort of mash it all together and you kind of get one religion that sort of everybody agrees to? To which I say, well, really not. That's not what this is about. What I see time and again, and I'm sure I will at this conference as well, is that people come together with an interest in learning about one another, learning more than they knew before. Also bringing with them an acceptance and a respect, and again, I use the term reverence, for one another as a fellow human being on this road of life. What we see at the conference is that people, again, develop a stronger understanding of how much more we are alike than we are different.
Davis, put you on the spot. It's been said that tolerance is born of a deeper appreciation of one's own faith tradition to begin with, that enables us to see and understand more deeply the strivings of others along similar lines. Would you agree?
I agree with that, and also in the reverse. Those who understand more about other traditions are more deeply grounded in their own. In fact, the Reverend Dirk Fika, who will be our speaker, has said exactly that. That his practice of Christianity was greatly deepened as he worked in world religions. I think this is something that we must keep in mind, that we grow in our own practice and our own distinctiveness, even as we understand and are in harmonious cooperation with others of different traditions.
And Abdul, from the diversity represented by Islam in its own right, how would you respond to that?
Like David said, it's really knowing other people, knowing other religions. When we talk about fear, fear is started from ignorance.
And then when you get fear and ignorance, you've got prejudice.
The prejudice and all the problems started. He said that you are enriching your own religion or your own faith by knowing other faiths.
How lovely. And Sue, the final word about the conference.
The Regional Interfaith Conference will be held on Saturday. It begins at 9 a.m. with registration. The conference is held in the Clarion Inn Grand Park Hotel and Conference Center, which is on South Loop 289. Conference begins at 9 with registration. Opening keynote address begins at 10, and the conference concludes at 4:15. The cost for on-site registration is $40, and that includes your lunch. We encourage the listeners to come and learn with us. Students attend the conference for free.
It's been an absolute delight this Sunday afternoon to have Sue Morrow, Abdul Hamoud, Davis Price as our special guests, introducing us to harmony in our community, religious harmony, and then inviting us to participate in this wonderful coming conference on Saturday the 21st. Thank you so much for being with us.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health, celebrating 100 years of working to improve the health and quality of life in the communities we serve. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.